This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wayne is in Seattle. What's going on, Wayne?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Wayne. What's up?
So I grew up a Mets fan in the 80s, and I loved Straw, and I obviously loved that team. And the whole ball thing doesn't bother me one bit, and here's why. First of all, Pete and Straw clearly have a relationship, and I think that's important. And then the second thing is people are going to remember now it was Straw because they will see that on the ball, and it will bring up memories, and people can tell stories, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to see that? Is that ball going to stay at Citi Field, or is Pete going to take that and put it in his living room?
They do have the Mets Hall of Fame.
There's
there.
Pictures of it on the internet, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I guess. But I mean, I mean, that's one of those things. Like, you take pictures of fireworks on the 4th of July. When are you going to look back at it? You know what I'm saying? Like, is anybody going to look back at that ball? Like, no.
That is an interesting one, though. That, to me, could either be Pete's to keep or could go in the Mets Hall of Fame there at Citi Field. And they do have a lot of cool things there. I don't know if you've ever walked. I'm sure you've walked through it. I mean,
yeah, no, absolutely.
That would make sense.
You know, here's the answer to that. Pete signs a 3 or 4 year extension. I think it goes in the Mets Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
Pete plays for the Rockies next year. It goes in his living
room. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Let's go to
Pete at the Rockies. Good Lord.
Yeah, maybe. Angels.
Yeah.
Pete Alonso on the Angels. Jeff in Oceanside. What's going on, Jeff?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey. Good, Jeff. What's up?
Hafner has to go. And let me rant a little bit.
Yeah.
The pitching has been awful. Awful. It can't get any worse. You fired him. So the Stars go one inning, supposed to three innings. And everyone says he's a guru. He's been around this manager or that manager. I've been a Mets fan since 1973. This is ridiculous. In 2022, their pitching collapsed at the end. 2023, they were awful. 2024, again, they're pitching ran out of gas. You can't lose to a team that's a million games under 500 in your home with 38,000 people in a pennant race when you're up 6-0. Last year, they had more walks than any team in history. This year, they have more walks than any team in the league. What kind of guru, what kind of, I'm sorry, the facts are the facts. They're pitching not good.
Yeah, Jeff, well, right now, it's the worst in the game. You cannot just casually throw 2024, they ran out of gas. You can't just say that. Now, Sean Manaea clearly did, but the Mets aren't in the NLCS without their pitching. Mm-hmm. I mean, it carried them at stretches. And, you know, there were guys that you expected nothing out of in the beginning of the season that ended up being, you know, some of the top pitchers in the league. Now, that being said, forget about that, and we're in this situation now. I would have never thought at any point last year or the beginning of this season that Jeremy Hefner's job would be in question. But if this continues and we see another month and a half of this type of ineptitude and they miss the playoffs, he's gone. You cannot justify keeping him around if this pitching continues to tank and they miss the playoffs.
All right, fair enough. But let me ask you this. Did he sign them? Did he sign Clay Holmes to be a starting pitcher?
I'm sure that there was a ton of input from him.
Maybe there was, but at the end of the day, you also have a GM that does not believe in. I think that's on the record, or if it's not, I mean, the proof is in what he's done. They don't go out and give big money to starting pitchers. You want to say $17 million for Frankie Montas is big money? I don't think so, although it's a lot of money for a guy who's now going to be a bullpen arm. Sean Manaea's contract is nice, but it's not 7 years, $280 million. Kodai Senga's got a nice contract, but it's not 8 years and $300 million. You know, he was given Paul Blackburn this year. And at what point do we not, like, when do we just not blame the players? Like, David Peterson in the fourth inning last night, not being able to throw a fastball. And I'm not saying that Jeremy Hefner is Teflon. I'm not saying that at all. And you're right. If this continues, he probably will be out of a job. I'm not arguing that point. But Can we at some point get on Kodai Senga for nibbling the crap out of the plate instead of being good in the strike zone? Can we get on David Peterson last night for just completely losing it?
Yeah, I mean, we have, certainly.
It's everything.
But you know that the contracts for these players, not easy to move them. You saw that they, you know, demoted Frankie Montas already. Maybe they trade away some of these guys in the offseason. Just a lot easier to deal with a, you know, lower salaried employee and a pitching coach than it is to change the whole rotation. We all know that. But yeah, I mean, of course, it is on these players, but this is just so exceptionally bad.
Across the board.
I mean, it went from one of the great stories in baseball last year to a thing right now that's just, it's
pitiful.
I mean, it's a horror movie.
I agree. And that's why I don't argue the point that if it doesn't get better, he will likely be out of a job. I understand that. But I also do think at some point it is on these guys to pitch to their capability, to pitch to the contract they were given. In some sense, like the idea that the Mets have one pitcher, and it's David Peterson, that's gone 7 or 8 innings, like that is mind-numbing.
Yeah.
Like, how is that possible?
Yeah, and it's been the entire freaking season, too.
It's August 14th.
Yeah.
And they've played 100 and what, 120 games? I mean, it's, oh, God, it's just terrible. It really is.